Thank you. Anonymous performer.
We hope you enjoy your Glank interactive experience.
Glank. Glank. Glank.
Instruments. Audience integration. Anonymous performers. In clean room suits. Found object instruments. Industrial percussive alchemy. Industrial percussive alchemy. Industrial percussive alchemy.
One, two, one, two. Welcome, we are Glank. It's nice to see all of you, even though we can't really see because we've got these lighting gels and these fancy outfits on. But welcome. So we specialize, of course, in found object instruments. And you're probably seeing a lot of those on stage now. You might see saw blades, artillery shells, liquid propane tanks, all sorts of gadgets that have been kind of altered and tuned to make musical instruments. So that's kind of what we specialize in. The next piece we're gonna do is for heat sinks. And heat sinks are objects that basically take heat away from something like a computer hard drive and disperse heat. And I found that they sound really cool. And we're playing a piece that turns a heat sink into a guiro kind of a piece. So enjoy the heat sink piece.
smoothness of prunes. It seals flavor in and keeps harmful light rays out. And complete dinners, which only need heating and are ready to serve.
Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, Joko, can they hear me? Yes. So for the next piece, we may need house lights up, because what we're going to do for the rest of the performance is include you, the audience. So we need house lights for this to be able to see our special number patterns. And then in a moment, we're going to hand out a few instruments for you to play with. So you'll get a treat out of the next two tunes. We're going to just be clapping number patterns, and it will all be explained in the next song. Instead of eighth notes and quarter notes and eighth note rests, you're just going to be clapping number patterns, and we'll explain the whole thing on this next song.
Clank. Clank. Time now for the binary ostinato clapping patterns that utilize audience integration. Please refer to the information on the vinyl banner for the following instructions.
As illustrated in example number one, our binary patterns are represented with ones and zeros. Here you would clap on the one and not clap on the zero. We then list the patterns simply by groups of numbers. 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and so on. Please execute pattern number one by clapping or playing the numbers. Begin. 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Continue.
Now please execute pattern number one in reverse, from the right side of the banner to the left.
Begin. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1. Continue. That's the idea. Excellent work. And stop. Now you're on your own. The song, Gamma Tecna 6-4, will begin shortly. The song is mostly in 6, so you will hear a count-off that will indicate when you are to begin executing the ostinato patterns. The count-off sounds like this. Watch and listen for which patterns you are to execute, as well as when to stop. Good luck, and enjoy your binary ostinato clapping patterns. Pattern number one, please. Pattern number one.
Thank you.
Right, 1-2. So this is another number pattern piece. It needs no explanation because you've already learned your number patterns. This is a little bossa nova, and it's right side, left side. You'll see these little cue cards here that are gonna help you out. And I'll just count you in as we play this piece. So it's up to you to watch your numbers and follow your group. So left side with Glank player number 703A, and right side with Glank player number 906B. Because we're anonymous.
Thank you.
All right, now we're gonna put you to work again. We have some shakers for the children. Anything that's a clear shaker is a recycled bottle that's yours to keep. Easy to make a shaker by putting popcorn or dried beans in any recycled plastic bottle. And let's hold our shakers. Hold your shakers, please. Shh. Holding your shakers quietly. We're actually gonna have a shaker lesson, the proper way to play a shaker. So moms and dads, you can help. You can help. We're gonna watch a short video to use proper shaker activation techniques. But the first step in this is that you must present your shaker proudly in front of you. Thusly, present your shaker. And if everyone is quiet, we can cue up the lesson. Holding your shakers. And you'll see in the video how to activate your shaker. I think we're good to go. Any more shakers needed? Okay, here we go with the shaker activation lesson. Listen carefully.
Hello. Welcome to Shaker Activation Technique Lesson 1A. Step 1, proudly present the shaker vessel by holding it at approximately chin level. Step 2, move the shaker horizontally to and fro, thus causing a rhythmic and audio reaction of the materials inside the vessel. Step 3, feel the pulse of the music and respond by moving the shaker in time to this pulse. This may be slow or fast, depending on the music, and may change during a piece of music. Remember, horizontal motion always. Do not attempt to activate the shaker vertically, as this will result in faulty rhythm, and you will be shunned by fellow audience members. Good luck, and enjoy your shaker activation.
Thank you.
Good work. Okay, so we need to collect the yellow shakers, the yellow found object shakers. The clear ones you can keep. The yellow ones, we collect those for the next performance. I think we're gonna pour those stock lines. All right, so collecting the yellow shakers, we're gonna do one more song. The people with the clear shakers can play along with us. Clear shakers can play along with us. And Glank players, we're gonna do Ska Glank, last song. And then we'll do a quick Q&A afterwards. We'll take off these suits because we're hot. Although it's nice outside. We had a gig this summer on the hottest day of July. It was 102 degrees. On July 24th when we opened at La Mamba. Huh, now we can breathe. So, any questions? It's Q&A time. Question? Yes, question? That's a great smile. I don't know if that's a question, but it's a great smile. I got two questions. Why do we make music? Is it loud for your ears? You know what Ted Nugent said? If it's too loud, you're too old. But I don't know, in her case, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. Question. How do we remember all this? That's a great question. Well, for one thing, we hit this pretty well, but we are reading music. But the key is, with an instrument like this, this is a tuned LP tank, okay? And I cut pitches into this kind of at random. And I basically write those out just like you'd write them out a piano part, low to high, right? So the lowest note, highest note, and then write them out on the staff. So my illustrious percussionists can try and read them. But a lot of them are groove kind of patterns, so I just kind of ask them to say, hey, find a good spot on the tank that sounds and feels good, and go from there. Right? Question. Yes.
What is that instrument right there?
That instrument is a former butane tank. The big one, the big silver tank here, is a butane tank. So again, the same idea. I actually cut different nodes into this, which form different pitches. And with the white mallet, you can see, and we can rotate it. Try it. Reach up there and hit one of those areas. Right. Yeah. So we get different pitches out of it. And any kind of different mallets sound great on it. The dowels sound good. We use a lot of these wooden dowels. So you can hear the attack of the dowel on the metal. We rarely use metal on metal because that hurts our ears. Any other questions? Question, yes. Last time Natalie took a music class here. Well, you know what? Today was kind of a music class because you learned how to not play rhythms, but you learned how to clap number patterns. How many of you have seen that before in performance? Anyone? Copyright Glank. So if you see it anywhere else, you know where they got it. One more question. That's all we had time for. One more question. Yes, question. This one, this is another big, huge liquid propane tank. Actually, it's from a welding kit. It might have been acetylene. Nice big tonal tongues I cut in there. Right? And you also probably saw the tuned saw blades. Tuned saw blades. So there you go. This is a regular liquid propane tank from like a barbecue that you'd have in your background. But of course it's empty, so don't try this at home. You drill and cut into these and they're very dangerous. Unless you buy them new and they're empty, that's fine. But do not try this at home. Ask your parents first. All right, I think we're done. So thanks, Roulette. Thanks, Roulette, for having us. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Amanda. And the clear shakers you can keep, those are yours to keep. So thanks for playing along. Take care.